Yeah, so one other, you touched on relief and aggressiveness. I mean, when you were at the commission, and Rebecca, feel free to chime in too, I mean, did you see, you know, a lot of instances where the staff was seeking to make certain recommendations to the commission, and either, you know, enforcement, leadership or commission, you know, would push back, you know, really want, you know, more aggressive either individuals or more monetary relief? I'm just curious if that was something that you saw from the current regime.
I'm kind of curious how Kurt's going to answer that, and then I'll go second.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's always a natural give and take, right? And usually, if you're particularly in the regional offices, if you're, you know, that scrutiny tends to come on settlements, and so usually the message from DC is we want more. But I think, look, Gurbir and Sanjay and the other divisional leadership have been doing this a long time. And I think in my experience, they were reasonable. Mm-hmm. That's not to say sometimes we were all, disagreed as the appropriate relief, but it wasn't. I don't think they're being nuts. I just think they have a very difficult client, too, that's expecting some pretty significant relief, especially things like O&D bars, industry bars, that sort of thing.
Spoken like a true manager, that on the telework. But yes, I would say, I mean, definitely yes, there's a more aggressive push for various relief, or like Kurt mentioned, you know, adding bars, or, you know, certain more discretionary, I would say, kind of add-ons. Like you have kind of the central charges that underlie a case. Those are pretty obvious to everyone. And then it ebbs and flows maybe where else you look. Are you adding, you know, internal controls charges as kind of a matter of course? Are you adding additional bars or other relief that maybe under other administrations you might leave out? And then how much are those part of a settlement negotiation, or how much is that, if you're going to settle, this has to be part of it? And I think that there has been some change there, and I've seen that on the private side also.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, Jason, that I would ask, especially with this esteemed panel of very recent SEC alums, is the idea of, you know, I think there was a hue and cry maybe at Gurbir's one of his first speeches about kind of due process and the idea of defense counsel being able to talk directly to get a meeting with senior leadership in Washington, D.C. And I always thought kind of be careful what you wish for, because that meeting might not go so well. And a lot of times your audience, your best audience for trying to negotiate a reasonable relief is at your local level. And I'd be curious if David or any of the rest of the staff, I think this is a really unique panel, and this is it's very regional heavy, which I think has a unique perspective. And I think that some of those due process concerns, I hear less of them right now. I don't know if back to that issue, and I'm sure Gurbir got an earful from a very motivated and sophisticated defense bar about how could you possibly take away my God-given right of a meeting with you. But I haven't heard a ton of that lately, so I'm just curious if the panel has anything on that.
I'll take a run at that. I mean, I for one thought that was one of the greatest things that's ever come out of a division director's mouth, was that we're going to cut off this automatic right of appeal, you know, and it really boiled down to efficiency, because the way that defense counsel had started to do this was, first you're going to have a meeting with the investigative team and the assistant director, and you're going to make all your arguments. Then you're going to do a white paper with the associate director in the office, and then probably want to bring in the regional director. So you've already chewed up about 6 months or some really long period of time. That's an exaggeration. But then when that group kept saying no, you said, well, we want to have a conversation with, in the old days, Steph and Steve, and now, you know, with Gurbir or Sanjay. And so it really became this long, almost pointless conversation that just ran out the clock. And so I think, and this I think is an area where Sanjay had a lot of influence, I don't know this, but I think it was just, look, we're not going to do that. You kind of get your one shot at this, And that's the way it should be. And whether that shot is local or national probably depends on the nature of the case and the significance of the case. But I like that because that's a lot more like it used to be. And I think is much more efficient.
Yeah. One thing I'd add is I think Gina's exactly right that at least I've found, I think both when I was on the staff, but also certainly on the private side, is that usually your best audience is with the staff at the local level. I mean, hopefully there's someone you build relationships with, you've established trust with, you've been, if not working with, working parallel for usually an extended period of time. And sometimes bringing in that division director perspective, especially under kind of the currently fairly aggressive view, is not as, you know, helpful as continuing to work with these people you already have relationships with. But what I've noticed, it maybe, and I'm curious what David and others think about this, is that while I would rather speak to the local staff, and I think you do potentially have more to gain there, it feels like the local staff has slightly less autonomy or ability to maybe reach settlements we could reach a year or two ago, that they're a little more hamstrung by the division director. It doesn't mean I want to talk to the division director, but it seems like maybe the room to negotiate is slightly smaller.
And again, I don't want to dominate this conversation because there's a lot of good perspectives up here. But what I would say is actually I think it went the other direction. You know, because of this practice of always knowing that you get to talk to the division director or the deputy or the co-director or whatever, you didn't really care what the local office said. You kind of like,